Greetings, friendly viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. In light of the growing global trend toward compassion, many people are redefining their life's mission and goals to bring about constructive change for our planet. These kind-hearted souls are combining their time, resources, and talents with other like-minded individuals and groups to help protect the environment. Today, we will meet Susan Lehmann Gottlieb and Dan Gottlieb, founders of the G2 Gallery in Venice, California, USA, who are using their mutual love of nature photography to help unite the world through art. The gallery encourages people to recognize their oneness with all creation and thus join their hearts and spirits to preserve the natural wonders and beauty of our precious planet. The G2 Gallery, which opened in March 2008, is dedicated to promoting awareness and inspiring positive action to care for and safeguard the natural environment. Let's visit the Gottliebs to learn more about how their common love of nature and art has sparked their conservation efforts.
What motivated you to open the gallery?
Both photography and the environment, and trying to educate people on the environment. That's our main motivations.
Dan Gottlieb was born in Chicago, and as a youth, his appreciation of nature was cultivated through many enjoyable hours spent at the Field Museum of Natural History and the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry. After graduating from the University of California, Berkeley's Bolt Hall School of Law, Dan went on to serve as a Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney. He also co-founded a successful realty company and served on the board of directors of the United States Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Gottlieb's longtime passion for photography and his desire to preserve nature inspired him to found the G2 Gallery with his wife, Susan.
I've been involved with photography for a long time, ever since I was really a teenager. Of course, in those days it was with film, where today it's digital, and that's an enormous difference. As far as eco-photography, I'd say the last 10 years, where we're really into shooting mainly wildlife and really nature and landscapes.
Original works by the Gottliebs include breathtaking images from an expedition to Antarctica, as well as gorgeous imagery of native California plants photographed in their own backyard.
My husband and I have been interested in photography for quite a while, and when we went to the Antarctic, we took a lot of pictures, and he got into printing as well, so we had a lot of beautiful prints. And so we just sort of started looking around and decided to have a little gallery for our stuff.
Susan Lehmann Gottlieb has Swedish roots and grew up in Lapa, Cadillac, Quebec, Canada. She graduated with a nursing degree from the MAC Training School for Nurses in St. Catharines, Ontario, and then moved to the United States, where she worked for many years as a registered nurse in the state of California. Her deep love of gardening and appreciation for native California flora have been great sources of inspiration for the couple's photography. Susan's garden has been formally recognized by the Natural Wildlife Federation as a backyard wildlife habitat. She supports many environmental organizations and is on the board of directors of the Friends of Bologna Wetlands.
My backyard is one of my favorite subjects, yes, because I put in a California native garden. I started it about 20 years ago, actually, and I just love taking pictures of the plants. I'm in love with California natives, and one of these times I'd like to do a show here at the gallery of just the California native plants. We've spent a lot of time traveling around in the desert, and we've been to the Galapagos Islands, Central America, the Sea of Cortez. Wherever we go, we do take pictures.
Presenting a variety of work by talented visionaries, the G2 Gallery features renowned artists as well as emerging new talents whose work focuses on the beauty of our natural surroundings.
We had our opening show with Tom Mangelson, world-renowned wildlife photographer, and we've had Jack Dikinga and several other well-known photographers.
The G2 Gallery has since been featured on numerous papers such as the Los Angeles Times, Santa Monica Mirror, Sunset, the Huffington Post, and many others. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Good People, Good Works will be right back after these brief messages. Thank you for joining us again for today's Good People, Good Works, as we feature the G2 Gallery in California, USA. Besides art exhibitions, the G2 Gallery is also host in inspiring lectures, environmental conferences, and cultural events. Moved by the images they see while traveling to different countries to photograph nature, the Gottliebs strive to bring attention to the threatened ecosystems they encounter through their art gallery.
What other programs do you sponsor here?
Well, you know, educating the public. Like next month, I think we're going to have elementary school kids who come in, I think in groups of like 20. And, you know, these are tomorrow's leaders. And if they can be aware of the beauty of the world and what's happening to this world, you know, the tomorrow's leaders will be hopefully more sensitive to some of the problems we face today. We're going to be doing a whole thing on global warming. We feel this is just an excellent medium to do that.
What's going to be involved in that program?
We'll have people talk to the to the elementary school kids who come in about the effects and the effects it's having on the animals and the earth, so they can see the beauty that's here, and if we keep on our present course, how this can be gone.
We have a lecture series, and we have people who are involved in photography, wildlife photography, conservation issues, ornithology. We have those lectures. At this point, it's every other month, and we alternate that with a music series.
Over the years, the Gottliebs have combined their passion for photography and desire to preserve the planet to create their dream studio, Gallery G2. Mr. and Mrs. Gottlieb are one of the pioneers in promoting a peaceful planet in harmony with nature through photographic art.
You and your wife have taken some gorgeous pictures. What have you seen? Have you seen changes in the past decades?
One of the big areas that we understand there's been a lot of changes is the Antarctic. Well, you know, unfortunately, we've only been there once. Now we're going back again in about a year. But many of the people who have gone there over have reported to us the enormous changes that are taking place in these areas like the Arctic and the Antarctic.
I got snowed into Palmdale just this past couple of days, which is a big shock. I mean, I've never seen snow that low before at such a low elevation. In fact, I think that it had not snowed there since 1975. So part of the global warming thing is these erratic weather patterns, the fires in LA and the drought we've had.
Mr. and Mrs. Gottlieb are dedicated to raising funds to support environmental activism and awareness. All proceeds from the gallery are generously donated to eco-friendly organizations who work towards preserving the planet for generations to come.
We decided we were going to donate a portion of the proceeds, and then it just sort of turned into, let's just donate it all. We could just write a check instead of working hard on a gallery, but this has been very gratifying for us. We've met many really interesting people. It's just been very stimulating for us, and most of the money so far has gone to a local charity called the Friends of Biona Wetlands. I'm on the board of directors of that group, over 25 environmental groups over the years we have. So it's just been a way of life for us. I'm involved with Native California Plants as well, so some of the money goes to the Theodore Payne Foundation for Wildflowers.
All the proceeds get donated to various environmental causes that we believe in. Save the Earth, to the Biona Wetlands, Earth First and Sierra Club. There's so many that really... the more you have, in a sense, the more you can give to them. And we thought this would be a very effective way of educating people and raising funds at the same time to give the environment. So a complete picture. We hope that the public becomes more aware of the issues of what's involved.
What has been the response to your gallery?
It's been very positive.
We think that the people really appreciate, you know, what we have here and what we show and where the proceeds are going.
Through the collaboration with dedicated artists who use their cameras as tools to communicate the urgent message to save our planet, G2 Gallery is able to exhibit their unique talents to effectively call attention to environmental preservation. We salute the Gottliebs for their conservation efforts to protect our beautiful world and its inhabitants. May heaven grace them with continued success in all their green endeavors. Thank you for your company on today's Good People, Good Works. Our show airs every Sunday on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for the world around us, up next, right after Noteworthy News. So long, till next time.